Nashville is now less than a month away from the start of early voting for a mass transit referendum. Voters will decide whether to raise four different types of taxes to fund a multi-billion dollar plan, which could change how people get around the city. Here to unpack some of the key ideas in the 55-page proposal is WPLN reporter Tony Gonzalez. Hi, Tony.
Hey.
So this is a big project, lots of details, but if you had to boil it down, what are the big ideas in here for overhauling public transit in Nashville?
Yeah, this is huge. I mean, the biggest civic project potentially in city history. There are three things that really are crucial that stand out. First off, Metro wants to improve the bus system. So buses would run more often, they'd run longer into the night, they'd run to more places, there'd be some more faster bus routes, which, you know, make fewer stops, get you there quicker. The second thing that's huge that really everyone is talking about is that the proposal wants five light rail lines, sort of slimmer light rail trains that would be incorporated right in or next to the streets. Those light rail lines would be between 2 and 9 miles long. Finally, the other big thing, the biggest construction piece of all of this, would be boring a new tunnel beneath downtown for both the trains and the buses. Because downtown is such a crucial hub, the city says it needs a special way for transit to get through there quickly.
Well, one of the arguments for the plan has been that it will improve Nashville traffic. Now, obviously, everyone's interested in seeing that get better. How does this plan propose to attack the issue?
Yeah, so the idea is definitely to have a transit system that is good enough that people will choose to use it instead of driving alone around the city. So the idea is bringing down the number of cars and vehicles that are out there. You need, you know, density and quantity of riders in order to do that. So one thing that really stands out to me in the plan is that they want to make it so that 3 out of 4 Nashvillians live within a half mile of a transit stop. So the idea is that you would have a reasonable walk to get to the bus or train stop. You know, there's lots of other ideas in the plan other than, you know, just about traffic. There's a social mission to help low-income residents get around the town easier. There's an idea about economic stimulus, you know, creating jobs as they build the system, as well as ideas about pedestrian safety, making the city a healthier, you know, more accessible place. So, yes, it's a lot about traffic, but there are a lot of other missions that they're, you know, promising as part of the plan.
Well, some of those promises sound kind of idealistic. Is there a reason to be skeptical about the plan?
There are definitely big questions and a lot of people deeply opposed for a variety of reasons. So a few of those. For one, people are arguing that light rail isn't good enough because it doesn't reach all the way to the surrounding counties. Other people just fear the amount of construction that it's going to take to build this system out. And in fact, some people are wondering, you know, with all the changes in technology, you know, we've got Uber and Lyft, we've got maybe driverless cars out there. Are we making a system that's going to be moot by the time it's ready? And then finally, there's a large contingent that's just concerned about the tax increase and the cost of the plan. Opponents are saying that, you know, increasing the sales tax is just too big of an ask.
Well, before it even got to a vote, one of the biggest debates was what price tag to put on the plan. Can you explain really what will this cost?
I actually don't think it's that complicated, although the numbers are large. So it would be $5.4 billion to build everything in the plan, right? To get the buses, the trains, to put in the rail lines, to change the roads, to improve the intersections. It would be closer to $9 billion to do all of that building and to operate the system for 15 years. Now, there's an even larger number out there because it's going to take bonds to do this, essentially loans. It would actually take a much larger quantity of money. I don't have that figure. To repay the entire plan through the year 2060. But the broad idea behind the money is that by dedicating a slice of tax money to transit, you know, year in, year out, this would be money that you could count on, then the city would have a consistent flow of funding to build the system and to keep it running.
Well, if this plan were to pass, if voters were to give it a yes in May, what would actually change first?
The first part of the plan, basically $1 billion, would go into radically improving the bus system. There's really no question about it. Nashville doesn't have a great culture of people using transit, and if the buses ran more frequently, longer, then maybe more people would ride those buses. Maybe you could just walk up to a bus stop and expect that a bus is coming within 15 minutes. You know, right now, it's often a lot longer than that. There'd also be just some other little changes we'd see, new digital signs at bus stops. There might be a collaboration with Uber and Lyft to get people to and from the bus. And also they want Wi-Fi on the buses. So if it passes, you would see some of these changes in 2019.
Well, thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Tony Gonzalez is a reporter with WPLN and is covering the lead up to the transit referendum. Early voting begins on April 11th. For a complete breakdown on the transit plan, you can visit WPLN.org/transit.